lift your hands this evening. Let's bless the name of the Lord. Father, we just thank you. We bless your name. We bless your name. Thank you, Heavenly Father. We give you praise tonight. In Jesus' mighty name, we have worship. Amen. Come on, put your hands together. Let's celebrate God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Please, you can take your seat. Praise God. I can't hear you. Somebody praise the Lord. Okay. This evening, we're looking at 7 common love lies. Praise God. First of all, let me quickly say that the lies I'm going to share are more than 7. Praise God. I used 7 because it's a better title. That's just all. Amen. It's more than 7. Hallelujah. 7 was easier to write on the flyer. 14 would have looked awkward. 14 love lies. They just go. Amen. So if you're into titling movies or books, you know how to. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Okay. Then the second thing I need to also say is that the love lies I'm talking about are not lies necessarily that a human being told you. Sometimes it might involve one that a human being has told, but generally I'm looking at general things that people call love that is not love. Valentine just passed a few weeks ago, praise God. And so that's why I decided to talk about love a bit. Praise the Lord. All right. If you have a Bible, turn to 2 Samuel chapter 13. Most times when I teach on love, I like to use that scripture. 2 Samuel chapter 13. Okay. If you are there, say amen. Okay. I'm going to read. It's a good story. It's a long story. From verse 1. It says, it came to pass after this that Absalom, the son of David, had a fair or a beautiful sister whose name was Tamar. He said, and Amnon, the son of David, loved her. Praise God. So this guy called Amnon loved his sister, his half-sister, called Tamar. He said, and Amnon was so vexed, so emotionally vexed or emotionally excited, that he fell sick for his sister Tamar, for she was a virgin. And Amnon thought it hard or difficult to do anything to her. He said, but Amnon had a friend whose name was Jonadab. He said, the son of Shema, David's brother. And Jonadab was a very subtle man. And he said unto her, why art thou, being the king's son, lean from day to day? Will you not tell me? And Amnon said unto her, I love Tamar, my brother's, Absalom's sister. And Jonadab said unto him, lay thee down on thy bed, make thyself sick. And when thy father cometh to see thee, say unto him, I pray thee, tell my sister to come and all that, to give me food. Verse 6. So Amnon lay down and made himself sick. And when the king was come to see him, he told the king that he should send his sister to him to give him food. So verse 7. David sent the sister. Verse 8. So Tamar went to her brother's Amnon's house, and it was laid down. She took flour and kneaded it and made cakes in his sight and did bake the cakes. And she took a pan and all that and brought it to him. Verse 10. And Amnon said unto Tamar, bring me meat in the chamber. Bring it to the bedroom, that I may eat of thy hand. And Tamar took the cakes which she had made and brought them into the chamber of Amnon her brother. And when she had brought them unto him to eat, he took hold of her and said unto her, come and lie with me, my sister. She answered and said, nay, my brother, do not force me, for no such thing ought to be done in Israel. Do not doubt this fully, and I will, and all that stuff. Verse 14, howbeit, he would not hearken unto her voice, but being stronger than she, forced her and slept with her. Verse 15, and Amnon hated her what? I can't hear you. Amnon did what? This is the same Amnon that they said loved her so much that he was falling sick. The moment he slept with her, in verse 15, he said that Amnon hated her exceedingly. Now see the part that struck me. He said, so that the hatred wherewith he hated her was what? Greater than the love wherewith he what? He loved her. And Amnon said unto her, arise and be gone. And she was still trying to talk. And Amnon called his servant, verse 17. Then he called his servant that ministered unto him and said, put now this woman out from me and do what? Bolt the door. Basically, he couldn't even stand her. Basically. Praise God. Okay, I'm going to run through the 15 or 16 or 20 things I have. Anywhere I can stop, I'll stop. We'll take a few questions at the end. But the baseline is that we're going to look at common things that people portray to be love. Because all the problems people will face in a relationship or in a marriage will start from them misinterpreting what love is or what it is not. That's where all the challenges will start and end from. The whole issue rises and falls on first that word called love. It's one of the most commonly used words in this life, and it's still one of the most misinterpreted, misunderstood, misused words in this world. Hallelujah. They use it everywhere in songs. They use it in movies. They use it everywhere. And everybody paints a different kind of picture about what love is. And that confusion is what causes problems in marriage. That's why you will see two people that will tell themselves, I love you on Monday. By Friday, they will say, I hate you. They don't know what love is. We're going to look at a few common things, a few common lies that the world has told us about love. Praise the Lord. Number one, the first thing they make us believe is that love is a feeling. That's the first thing they make us believe, that love is something you feel. That's what this Absalom guy, this Amnon guy too, was trying to say. That love is just a feeling, just something that I feel. Just something that I feel. A lot of people confuse anything they feel to be love. They just confuse any feeling they can't explain. Any feeling that just seems to get control over them. Any feeling that comes when they see somebody of the opposite sex, they just automatically interpret that feeling to be love. Well, the first thing, let's settle it once and for all right now. Love is not a feeling. The day you can understand this, you will save yourself plenty heartaches now and in the life that is to come. Love is not a feeling. Praise the Lord. It's not a feeling at all. Love is not a feeling. The world has made us believe that once somebody has goosebumps, is love. Once somebody has butterflies in his stomach, is love. Once somebody is excited about that person, is love. So you will see people that in a period of 1 week, they've fallen in love with 7 people. In a period of five days, they fall in love with 5 different people. The first thing you must establish is that love is not a feeling. This is why many people struggle in marriage. This is the secret behind the heavy divorce rate in developed nations, and even now in our own country. The divorce rate in Nigeria is growing at an alarming rate. Praise God. It is this same issue. Many people are still believing that love is a feeling that I feel. Love is not a feeling. That is the first lie to deal with. It's not something you feel when you meet someone. It's not something you feel when you like someone. Love is not a feeling. Love is a pledge. Love is a commitment. It's a commitment you make to someone in spite of how you feel. In fact, if you look at 1 Corinthians chapter 13, they mentioned a few things that love is there. They never mentioned the feeling. I will just peep into that scripture. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, very interesting. They said, no mention of feeling in that whole chapter. that was talking about love. It starts from, I think, verse 4. It says, love suffereth long and is kind. It said, love envieth not. Love vaunted not itself and is not puffed up. It does not behave itself unseemingly. Love seeketh not her own. Is not easily provoked. Say, it thinketh no evil. It rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth. It said, love bears all things. Love believes all things. Love hopes all things. Love endureth all things. There was no mention of feelings there. Love is not a feeling. The problem with many people is that I was teaching one time and I said, most human beings are trying to live on a drug called excitement. Because we want to do things only when we're excited about it. Not knowing that excitement can only take you a certain way. After a while, it will depart from you. It is your commitment that must keep you going. Love is not a feeling in the first place. Love is a commitment you make to someone. You know why? Because your feeling is never permanent. Your feelings are never permanent. If you are going to do anything by feeling, I can tell you before you start, you will fail at that thing. Because your feeling will depart from you. Nobody feels like doing something all the time. Praise the Lord. I've never felt like writing exams. I say that all the time. When I was in school, my dream idea of a school is that we resume beginning of the semester, have fun, attend lecture or like another, and every semester just go home for holiday. Come back again in 2 weeks or in 2 months. Continue. No exam. Wouldn't that be nice? That would be such a great school. That school will be full of students. Hallelujah. They will not even want to graduate. Where are we going to? This is the life. Everybody will like that kind of school. Praise God. Nobody feels like writing an exam. Nobody feels like doing what is right. Love is not a feeling. And Hollywood and Nollywood and all the musicians and all those people, they paint a picture that love is something you feel. So when somebody is no more feeling that thing, he will abandon his relationship, he will abandon his marriage, and he will use words like, I don't love you anymore. I don't love you anymore. Meaning the feeling has gone. The feelings are fickle. Feelings will never last. It's not feeling that we... In people, you see people that are married for 80 years. Or you see people that are married for 60 years. Or you see people that are married for 50 years. It's not feelings that is keeping them at that stage. It is a commitment that is keeping them at that stage. And as long as you don't understand this, your feelings will keep playing tricks on you. Those of you that... for most human beings have either has, in quotes, loved someone before. And if you want to be honest... There are days you don't even know why you love the person. In fact, there are days you don't even feel like you love the person. Praise God. Because love is not a feeling in the first place. Love is not a feeling. Love is not, it's not based on how I feel. Let's move to the second common lie. Second common lie. Love at first sight. That when I just saw you, I fell in love. I knew you were the one. Many songs say that. Big lie. Big lie, my brother. You cannot love someone at first sight. Love carries such a serious responsibility. It is not something you can have for someone at first sight. Hallelujah. Now, you can be attracted to someone at first sight. Oh, yeah, of course. Praise God. There are many things that we like at first sight, but later we find out they are not compatible with our lives. Some of you now, if you see a sports car, Lamborghini, you can love it at first sight, or a Ferrari. If you now enter the real relationship with that vehicle, you know, you find out that where you live, the road is like this. It's not that you and that car will not have a good relationship. I know people that they drive certain cars that they put their bumper falls off, they put their bumper in their boot. To get home. Then secondly, when you find out how much they used to repair those kind of cars, that the parts are not in Nigeria, you will import the parts. Sometimes you even import the mechanic. You will know that you can't love that car. Praise the Lord. You see, based on excitement, based on seeing the car at first glance, you can totally say you love that car. But in the real sense of it, what love means, you cannot love this car because you don't even have what it takes. Love at first sight. Listen, guys, you can have attraction at first sight. Yes. You can think someone is beautiful at first sight. Yeah. But you can be excited about somebody at first sight. Yes. But you cannot say that you love someone at first sight. Because love is a deep commitment. It's not something you can have at first sight. Number three. If you love me, you will sleep with me. Come on, love lie. And now I raise a lot during Valentine. If you love me, you will sleep with me. That sex is how we express love. Are you kidding me? That's the biggest lie in the book. Praise God. Go and ask married couples if sex is how they express love. There are a lot of other things that happen during the day, that happens during the week, that is a real test of your love than sex. Sex is even the cheap part. But you know why? Sex is so cheap, there are people that even get it for 500 naira. If sex was love, all the prostitutes will be in love. They won't call it brothel, they will call it love zone. Because that's where people come to fall in love. No, people just pay cheap money and have sex everywhere. Some people do it for free. Sex and love are not related in any shape or form. Hallelujah. The story we read is a proof of it. That guy said he was in love that he was vexed until he slept with her and he totally hated her. Anybody telling you that if you love me, you will sleep with me, take him to prostitute hotel and tell him that all these women are in love. Love and sex are not linked. Love carries a deep responsibility. One act of sexual relations cannot quantify or qualify as love. People have love, people have sex everywhere. It's not the same thing as love. Love is a deep commitment. It's not something you can do in one act. It's a continuous lifestyle of sacrificial giving, of caring for someone, even when you don't gain anything. So it's deeper than just one act of sexual intercourse. Don't let anybody fool you with that. If you love me, you will sleep with me. There's no link. Number what? Number four. Common lie that people believe is that you can buy love with money or with material things. In the world where we live, people believe that if you want to get someone, you can start spending for the person. Both male and female do these things. There are women too that try to buy a man's attention with money and material things. Listen, guys, you can never buy true love. You can never buy it. The Bible says that if a man offers all the possession of his house for love, that it will be utterly despised. That means if a man gives everything he has for true love, that those things will be despised. Now listen, when you use money to toast a girl or to catch a girl, the girl can love your money. It doesn't quantify as love. It will still not be love. You can use your money to make the guy like your money. He will fall in love with your money. Or he'll fall in love with the men that in the naira note. What's our biggest note? It's 1,000 naira. Is there somebody on the 1,000 naira? Okay, who is a $100 bill? The girl can love Benjamin Franklin. She won't still love you. She can fall in love with money. But true love can never be gotten by material things. All these things I'm saying, they are the things that accumulate into the bad marriages and the bad relationships that we see. People trying to build on things that are not the right foundation. You can never buy true love. Next point. Number what? Number five. Common one. I hear it a lot. You don't choose who you love. That love just chooses you. Have you heard that one before? That you can't choose who you love now. I just see the boy, I just love him. Even though he's married. They say you don't choose who you love. Love just happens to you. Praise the Lord. That's on that common lie. You choose who you love. Love is a responsibility. Love is a commitment. It's not a feeling. When people say you don't choose who you love, love just happens to you. You know, that in itself gives the impression that you are not in control of your senses when you enter that relationship. Say you don't choose it. It just happens to us. You see, people are constantly trying to, you know, they're trying not to take responsibility for their actions. That's what they're trying to do. When they say those kind of things, that, oh, you don't know, you know, it's not, you don't choose what happens to you. It just happens. What they're trying to say is that, you know, I just love you. I wasn't in control. Listen to the downside. When somebody tells you those kind of things, that I just love you, I don't know why. 10 months after, 10 weeks after, 10 hours after, 10 years after, they can come up and tell you the same thing, that I just hate you. I don't know why. You see, all these things, they look simple, but I'm telling you, this is what accumulates in the bad marriages you see. The person was saying, I wasn't the one that fell in love. I mean, I wasn't the one that loved you, I just fell. I was walking and I fell in love. Then one day too, I was walking and I what? Fell out of love. And you have no right to hold him because he's saying he's not the one in control. He's not responsible for his actions. That's what he's saying. Somebody get what I'm saying? So you cannot say, love just chooses you. It just passed. It just passed. You didn't plan it. You just saw it and it just happened. That's irresponsible. You know, election is coming. I was talking to one of my people and she was saying, I think we're talking about politics. So she was saying she's going to vote a particular person. So I asked why. One of the two major candidates, okay? I asked why. She said, I just like him. If I just see him, anytime I just see him, I like him. I said, what do you know about him? Nothing. But when I see him. And she was going to vote for him. That's how a lot of people enter relationship. I just see this guy. He looks good. You don't know anything about him. You don't know whether he's a wife beater, whether he's abusive, whether he's a drug addict. You don't know anything about him, but I just like his way he looks. The way he sits down gentle. She says she's going to vote the guy. She doesn't know anything. She doesn't follow politics. So she's no information. Other than when she sees him, maybe in television, on television or pictures. So she just likes him. That's how a lot of people enter relationship. Amazing. I just see him. I just like him. No. Love is too serious for that kind of a thing. It's a lifelong commitment. You can't enter. Can you just be passing by a school and say you like the assignment and you enter? It doesn't happen like that. Nobody does that for any other thing except in the field of love. When it comes to love, people are permitted to be stupid when it comes to love because it even looks romantic. The more stupid you are, when it comes to love, it's very people like it. People say, "Oh, this is not real love." The more stupid you are, the more it is real love. It's like, I love you, I don't know why. It's very common. I just love him, I don't know why. Listen, guys, listen very carefully right now. If a man tells you he loves you, doesn't know why, that's a dangerous relationship. It's a broken relationship going somewhere to happen. Because one day, that same guy is going to say, I just hate you, and I don't know why. Listen, I know why I love my wife. And every day, I'm reminded why. Praise the Lord. You can't enter a relationship and say, you don't know why. I just like the guy. I don't know why. Why? Because love is something that will be serviced. I'll mention that as we go on. So you need to know what is servicing that love. Do you know every other thing you do, there is a why to it. There's a why you wear what you wear. Praise the Lord. There's a why you attend the school you attend or you attend the church you attend. There is a why. If you don't know the why, then you can practically do anything. You can marry anybody if you don't know the why you love this person. That means you can marry anybody. Hallelujah. You don't choose love. Love just chooses you. That's a big lie. You choose who you love. You're supposed to choose who you love and make sure it's a... That's why when it's going to be true love, it can't be one-sided. Two of you must want to do this. It can't be only you. You love someone that doesn't love you and you're chasing him about. That's not love. Next point. Number what? Number six. On that big lie that I can love more than two people, more than one person. I hear this one a lot. In fact, there's a song like that. I'm in love with two women. I don't know which one to say. Now, for music, that's okay. For a song, that's fine. But please do not translate that to mean practical advice for marriage. You see, many people get their advice for marriage from movies and radio and all. No, no, those guys are just singing. They are not trying to advise you in reality. Real love, you can't love more than one person. Now, listen, you can be attracted to hundreds of people. But when it is love, remember, love is a commitment. The very fact that you have it for some person means that you are committed to that person. You cannot carry that commitment to another person and still have it here. Somebody get what I'm saying? There's only one of you. You are not up to two. So you can't be in two places at the same time. I get what I'm saying? You cannot be in two places at the same time. You can't be here and be at home at the same time. Wherever you are now shows where you are committed to. So you can't say, I'm in love with two people. No, you love one person, you can be attracted to more than one person. Real love. I'm talking about real love now. What, you know, people use the word loosely, so that's why they can say they love 10 people. They use the word loosely. What they mean is that they're attracted to 10 people. In fact, that takes me to the next point. The next point says, some people believe that if I love my spouse, I will not like or be attracted to another person. That if they think love will cure them of indiscipline. That's what they're trying to say. That's the next point. That if I love my spouse, I won't like another person. I won't be attracted to another person. That's what I'm trying to say now. That's the same thing I'm continuing. Even though you love someone, it's possible to be attracted to another person. And that is what makes love. Love. Love is a commitment. When you have it for someone, you are supposed to stay disciplined and stay committed to the person that you love. Not that you will not. It's not about feelings. It's about a commitment. You will be attracted. You can be attracted to 1,000,001 people. You can like somebody's dressing. You can like somebody's height. You can like another person's color. But you see, you cannot love all these people. You must stay committed. It takes, if you follow just what you are attracted to, then you can love 1,000,000 people. Praise God. In fact, there are people I know that they practically love every single woman that they meet because they will see something they like about every woman. Is somebody getting it? So some people think because I'm in love, it means I will not be attracted to somebody else. No, it's commitment that makes you stay in love with the person that you love. It's commitment that makes you stay in love. Not that it's going to be easy or everything's going to be flowing. Number 8, some people believe, common lies, that because we're in love, there will be no challenges and there will be no doubt in your heart. Some people believe that when it's true love, everything is going to be perfect. We'll be ending each other's sentences. We'll be thinking with each other's mind. Everything. I will know how much is in his pocket. No. You see, all those things are in movies. Like I've told you, those people are not trying to teach you and they're just trying to have fun. They're just making a movie. They're not trying to say this is how it should be. Some people think if it's true love, there will be no challenges. No, nobody said that. What you should look out for is the commitment. That's what I'm trying to say. Love is a commitment. So even when the challenges come, as long as both of us are committed, then it can work. But you see, when the love is not real, or when you don't understand what love is, at the face of the first challenge, you will run. Sometimes when I counsel people, I laugh a lot. Maybe I meet a guy and or a girl, and one of them, maybe their parents don't agree to the marriage. So maybe somebody's asking for counsel. Now maybe a lady's asking for counsel. I said, Pastor, I've met my fiance's parents and they don't agree. Or maybe it's the girl that the girl's parents don't agree. The first question I ask the person talking to me is that, what's your fiance saying? I'm not so moved by what your parents or his parents are saying. What are both of you saying? If two of you are committed, then you can find a way around it. But you see, if one of the parties is not a committed person, there's nothing we can do. When I was going to marry my wife, my in-laws did not think it was a good idea. My wife had a relationship for like 5 years with a medical doctor. The guy was now in UK doing, you know, I think furthering his education and all that. So, you know, that's the kind of child most parents will like. our son-in-law is a medical doctor in the UK, you understand? So that speaks of some financial security. That's more prestigious. You know, if you go out for an event and say, oh, this is Dr. John from the UK. He's just visited from the UK. You understand? So in a lot of ways, that made sense. But along the line, God began to speak to her that guy is not her. They had been in a relationship for 5 years. They had done introduction. So it was a bit serious, you know. But God began to tell her that wasn't what God wanted her to do. All right? Then I came on the picture. Okay, so I was visiting her, you know, and I was interested. Remember, God had told her she had broken the relationship. I didn't go and break somebody's relationship, okay? But somebody, I know human beings, they will misquote my story. I trust human beings, Nigerians. So she had ended the relationship, you know, but the parents, of course, didn't know the full story, you know. The guy wasn't in town, so that's when I came on the picture. So I kept visiting her. So one day, they were seeing me regularly in the house. So the father, her dad, sent for me. So I came up and he said, what's my intention? Why am I always coming? What do I want? Now, I wasn't ready, you know. I didn't come to the house to come and tell them my intention. I was just visiting her. But I knew what my intention was. I'd already started trafficking, you know, telling her where I was going. Yes. So I'd already told her. But you see, I wasn't ready that day to come and make a presentation to my father-in-law to be. But since he asked me and I felt, what are my options? If I tell him that, no, I'm just visiting. What's the use then tomorrow? 1 month after, I'll come and say, excuse me, sir. I'm not visiting. That would look funny. So I said, since this man is asking me now, let me use the opportunity and say my mind. So I told him my mind that I'm interested in marrying her, blah, blah, blah. The guy looked at me to my face and said, it is impossible. It's totally impossible. That she was doing her master's that time. The man told me that he didn't train her to master's level to come and be doing Sunday school in church. He told me to come and be doing Sunday school. Is that why he sent her to do master's? Can't be doing Sunday school, you know. He yabbed me to my face that I should forget about it. It's totally impossible. Do you understand? But you see. It doesn't matter what her father is saying as at that time. What matters is what she's saying. She was like, I should not worry. She's 100% committed and all that. And before you knew it, she started, you know, pursuing the matter, talking to the siblings first. The siblings started talking to folks, talk to Momsi. Before you know it, today everybody's happy. They're all happy. I'm married to their daughter. Praise God. She's doing Sunday school. Amen. And they're happy about it. They're happy about the Sunday school. Praise God. Amen. And nobody should show them this message. You understand what I'm saying? So you see, so when people say those things that this is happening, my first question is, what's your fiance or your person you're dating? What's the person saying? It doesn't matter what the parents are, but many times you see some people that if you go their mother says not agree or their father doesn't agree, you see the person too. He's saying, hey, I cannot my father. You see, that person's not committed. Love is not a feeling. Because you are in love doesn't mean you won't have challenges. What matters is whether two of you. If two of you are committed, there's nothing you can't go through. There's nothing you can't win through. If two of you are committed, praise the Lord. So just because it is love, doesn't mean there will not be challenges. The important thing is how committed two of you are. Okay? That's the important thing. Number what? Number nine. Some people believe that if it is love, then it will work naturally. That means it will just flow. It will just be flowing. If it's love, it will work. You don't have to work it. It will just work. Well, let me tell you, real love has to be serviced. That's what I was saying, that I know why I love my wife, and I'm reminded of that every day. When it is real love, it also needs to be maintained. Just because you have a great car or a great gen or a great phone, it just means I'm not going to charge it. I'm not going to buy fuel. I'm not going to maintain it. It will just be working perfectly. Nothing in this life works like that. Everything needs to be maintained. The same thing with true love. When it is true love, it needs to be maintained. All right? What this means is that when you really love someone, there are things to continue to do to keep that love alive. Just because it is love doesn't mean it will survive on its own. This way many people have issues. So they start a relationship or they start a marriage. At the beginning, they both love each other. Then gradually, familiarity sets in. So they stop calling. They stop texting. They stop using those words that they used when they were starting a relationship. They just felt the relationship was running itself. No? Even though it's true love, you need to continue to invest in those phone calls, invest in those love words, invest in acts of kindness, invest in gifts, invest in showing appreciation. You need to continue to invest. Many people think, oh, because it's love, it's just going to work. No, it needs to be maintained. Hallelujah. It needs to be maintained. You will keep calling. You will keep forgiving. You will keep showing acts of kindness. So when you see people that claim that they're in love and they are not willing to make any sacrifices, then they are not in love. They don't love the person. Love will demand of you. Number what? Number 10. There is true love. I mean, or there's nothing like true love. That's a common lie you hear all the time. I'm sure you must have heard that one. There's nothing like love. You just manage it anyhow you see it. Just do it anyhow. Listen, guys. There is such a thing as true love. Praise God. It's possible for two people to love each other and be committed to each other. In spite of all the divorces that you hear about and all the bad marriages that you see, there are still plenty good marriages. Are you getting what I'm saying? You see, sometimes, generally, the bad news is more publicized. But please, don't be fooled. There are many good marriages. In fact, there are many great marriages. There are many marriages that are stress-free, fight-free, quarrel-free, no abusive word, that they genuinely love each other and they constantly work to please each other. The devil will try and tell you there's no true love. There is true love. There is true love. Very important. Praise God. You know, there are people that say, you know, don't be moved by all those bad news. You know, there are people that believe that, hey, nobody's living holy. People are sleeping around. Listen, I've been a pastor for about 20 years. I can tell you categorically, I have wedded quite a lot of virgins. That's the honest truth. So don't believe that everybody's doing it. It's a lie. One of the ways the devil will deceive you is to play tricks on your mind to believe that it's okay. It's okay to have a horrible marriage. It's okay to do it anyhow. That's not true. There are a lot of people still doing it by the book, by the word of God. Somebody said, but pastor, how do you even know the people you wedded are virgins? I know how people think. Somebody said, pastor, how do you know? These people, they can deceive you. You know, people can lie. Them that they are experts. So one of the cases we handed to them now, the couple too, that we handed to them, the couple, they are pregnant too. So I'll tell them that you people are experts. So now we bring in all of them. So I've wedded quite some virgins. So don't believe in your mind. Everybody's doing this thing. No. It's a lie of the devil. There are people that are still doing this right, okay? Very important. Very important. And you might be thinking, but those who down is taking, listen, Even though that is not ideal that you're married for weeks or for months and you've not had sex, that's not the best. That's not what it's supposed to be. But it's still better than the person that have had enough sex before the marriage. And when the marriage comes, the two of them are tired. And I can tell you categorically, as a pastor, there are many couples that are married and for months, sometimes years, they don't sleep together. Not that they are virgins. They are tired of each other. So trust me, I'd rather the first one is better, that we started late and have the rest of our life to be doing it, than that we started early and are tired. 1 year, 2 years, do the marriage. And I'm telling you categorically, there are many marriages like that too, where I've seen both men and women complain. Some men have come and that their wife refused to sleep with them. It's once every 2 years when she wants to get pregnant. I'm serious. Real life situations. Once they have sex once every 2 years when she wants to get married, when she wants to have a child. There are situations where a woman too has complained that her husband doesn't touch her for months, for years sometimes. Different cases. So trust me, it's good to do it right. Number what? 11. Some people believe that love will change me. Love will change me. All the bad character I have, once I get married, there we go. My sharp mouth will not be sharp again. Big mistake. This is where people enter trouble. They believe that love, they leave the responsibility of change to love. Let me tell you right now, the person you are outside marriage is the person you'll be inside marriage. In fact, like somebody said it I like so much, the person said there's no problem marriage, there are only problem people that enter marriage and now turn the marriage to a problem marriage. Marriage in itself doesn't have problem. It is people. Problem people. You have a bad attitude now, then you don't change it. You just enter into a relationship. You will be somebody in love with a bad attitude. That's all. You're not going to change. Marriage or love will not change you. If you are stingy now, love won't change you. I get what I'm saying. Many people think that love will change them. Love won't change you. If you're a problem person, you enter and turn the marriage to a problem marriage. Hallelujah. Who you are. If you had issues before marriage, you will have those issues inside marriage. Number what? 12. There is only one person you can love. Meaning, I've had a bad relationship, I won't love again. Very common lie. You know, I meet people like that all the time. That pastor, if you see what I went through, I'm not going to love again. I'm done. I can't love anybody again. I'm hurt and I'm broken. I can never love again. Listen, let me quickly tell you, you can love again. And I'm telling you, if you trust God and walk with God, He can bless you with someone that will make you thank God that the other one did not work. Do you understand? God can bless you with someone that will make you write a check to the person that jilted you and say, thank you for sparing me suffering and thank you for allowing me to meet such a great person. I get what I'm saying. You can love again. Don't let anybody make you feel that, oh, because of the bad experiences I have had, I cannot love another person. It's a lie. There's no one person. Many people think there's one person only destined for you in this life. Once you miss that one, you can't love again. It's a lie. Don't let your mind or the devil play tricks on you. You can love again. Love is a commitment. And you can have it for somebody that is deserving of it and that is also willing to be committed to you. Don't let the person that wasn't committed to you make you hate love. It's the person that has the problem, not love, that has the problem. I get what I'm saying? Don't let somebody cheat you of your past and see cheat you of your future. That's what happens when you say, because of a past experience in relationship, you now say you're not going to have love again in the future. You've allowed that person mess up your past and you're about to allow him mess up your future. I get what I'm saying? There's nothing wrong with love. There might be something wrong with the person you dated. There might be something wrong with the person you were involved with. But there's nothing wrong with love. Hallelujah. So don't let that experience make you say, I'm not doing it again. You can love again. Amen? I'm telling you, if you can allow God heal you, allow God help you, you can love again. If you want to be sincere with yourself, most times you've loved many people on the way before you got here. You've loved when you went to primary school. Remember your primary school love? You used to share pencil and eraser. That was serious, not be joko, na serious love. Then you move to your secondary school love. You used to exchange notebook. Then small, small card started entering. It was serious love. When you write love letter that time, you will keep them for many years. Then go write XOXO and all those things. What are those things? Ditto. I don't know what we were thinking those days. They'll write SWOC. You know SWOC, Abby? You don't know SWOC? Ah, okay, now be young people. Now, olden days, the other one. When you write letter, you now write S W A L K. Ah, now if you put that one, the letter don't finish. The format don't set. The MAGA must pay. SWOC means sealed with a lovely kiss. Ah, once you put it, hey, once you put it, nobody argue. Now, all the days, oh. But if you put it in the letter like this, you put it where you sealed the envelope. Oh. And then you go write them. Say, it wasn't gum that sealed this thing. S-W-R. If you put it like this, even the postman can fall in love. You've been loving many people before you got here. So why did you get to this stage where you are so hot because of what happened, I say I won't love again. Listen, lady, listen, guy, you can love again. In fact, you deserve to love again. Don't let that experience deprive you of your future. Nobody deserves that kind of respect in your life to scatter your past and still come and affect your future. You are giving the, and you know the worst thing, that person that you are making that pledge for, that person that is making you say you won't love again in the future, he or she will move on with his life. He don't fall in love again. He don't forget you. He's moved on. But you are still on the same spot. Still fighting the same battle. When the person they fight with don't close, they don't close stadium. The person don't go house, change in jersey, wear normal cloth, bath. They go. You see the stadium, say, I know they come out here. I go die here. Ah, my dear, love again. You can love again. Let me tell anybody, you can love again. Don't let anybody hold you down. Nobody deserves that kind of respect. Number what? Number 13. Huh. Come on, one. Nobody understands me. The kind of love I have, you people don't understand. It's a special one. It's a lie. No love is that special. All of us, we love. Nobody believe you. Some people believe, this love I have, nobody understands it. God doesn't understand it. The Bible doesn't understand it. My pastor doesn't understand it. My friends don't. You know, some people, when they're in love, that's when they cut off from all their friends. You people don't understand me. You people are against my happiness. Don't let anybody or any time your mind to play that trick on you. Love is not something that has to be overcoded. Love is not something that has to be overexplained. If you yourself, the thing is too complicated that you can't even explain it, you're already in trouble before you started. There are some people that they are in relationships that they know they can't talk about. They know that this thing, there's nobody that will tell this thing that will agree. Don't let somebody deceive you. The thing is so complicated. The guy is in three other relationships. He has three different children with three other people. I say, but it's you he loves. But he's living with them. But it's you he loves. He say, Pastor, you don't understand. I said, now you don't understand. And I will give you a knock now to aid your understanding. He say, you don't understand. The man is married with children. But you say, Pastor, you don't understand. He has a problem with his wife. Are you a chemist or a doctor? Or what are you? What's it concern you? Now you, they settle matter. Now you want to settle him. He has a problem with his wife. Then now you want to help her. If you want to open psychology or open office, but don't say it's your life you use to marry somebody. Okay? Don't tell anybody, no, nobody understands me. I have to close now. Next one is what? 14. Love completes me. There are people that believe that love is what completes me. They say they are looking for somebody to complete them. Listen very carefully. Any insecurities you have before marriage will remain after marriage. Love doesn't complete anybody. Love is not for completeness. Let me say this way. Love is not for completion. Love is for contribution. It's more about what you want to give than what you want to get. If you are tying your self-esteem to the fact that you are in a relationship, or that with the fact that you are married, or with the fact that you have someone in your life, you know, this Valentine period is a period where people's self-esteem will be shaken. Valentine? I remember when we were in secondary school, Valentine. If your gift, no big reach to that person's gift, it means that your love, no big reach to your love. Stupid things. And some of those relationships, after Valentine, they close. It was a Valentine relationship. Just to say me to, I get somebody. So you see, by January, plenty toasting going to go on. Because I must get a relationship for February. So you see, but the toast. If you toast one, no agree. Toast the next one. No need to waste time. No time to waste. You agree? You no agree. Come on. You agree? Next one. Valentine is coming. Valentine is coming. Don't waste my time. So competition. Self-esteem. I love self-esteem. People's self-esteem is going to be destroyed. They will measure the gift. Though. How many cards did you receive? So you see one person, give one woman 7 cards. If you try it now, send me 7 cards. Where I go keep her? Who you they give work? They will check your teddy bear. They will measure it to other people's teddy bear. To know which one is bigger. The biggest teddy bear is the biggest love. My brother, love will not take care of your insecurities. Love is not for completeness. Love is for contribution. It's not for completion, it's for contribution. It's about what you will give. It's about what you have to offer, not what the person is going to offer you. If you don't love yourself, then there's no need to even love someone. If you're waiting for someone to enter your life for you to love yourself, then something's fundamentally wrong. You must love yourself. You must love yourself. Love doesn't complete you. God is the one that completes us. The Bible says we are complete in Him. God is the one that completes you. You see, because many people have not experienced the love of God, they don't even know what to expect in a love relationship. You know, you can be so distorted, you can be so abused that you don't even know. You know, I hope you know there are people that believe if a man doesn't beat them, then the man doesn't love them. Hope you know that people that believe that. They are so abused in their mind that if the man is not beating them, they say it's not love. Say, if you're not beating, not love you now. This is real life situations. Because they don't even know what love is supposed to look like. You can have such bad experiences in your past that even when people want to even show you love, you are too scattered to receive it. You are too suspicious. You know, there are people that come from such a hustling background that if you want to give them something for free, they are worried. Say, wait, why won't give me? God, they've never received anything for free before. So they are skeptical. When Jesus said, you know, I just love you for nothing, say, no, I'm a lie. I must do something. I must deserve it. I must work for it. Praise God. So it's God that completes us. First, enjoy the love of God. Hallelujah. Number what? 15. Now I'll probably end from there. I'll end that and I'll take a few questions. Number 15. Some people believe that if it is love, then it must be crazy. It must be exciting. You know, the person must be crying for no reason. The person must be singing for no reason. It must be exciting. It must be confusing. It must be emotional. That's what some people think. And these are all lies. Now, sometimes love carries some of those emotions. I agree. But that's not what makes it love, because there are love for other things and carry those emotions. Somebody gets what I'm saying? Some people believe if it's love, it must be crazy. You can't be normal now. If you're normal, don't be love. You must be crazy. You must be confused. You must be singing and crying at the same time. You must be looking at the person's picture and not be able to sleep. Yes, now. Some people believe if it's love, it must be, you know, very confusing. Butterflies in your stomach. You'll be forgetting things. You'll be confused. You'll be failing in school. If it's love, you'll burn food that you're cooking because you're thinking of the person. If it's love, you'll do crazy things. You'll trek from here to Jabode. If it's love. Who told you all these things? It's movies that you saw it from. Sometimes it can be real, genuine love, and it's between two mature people that are not jumping up and down. They might not even be emotional, but they are committed. The committed ones will always last more than the emotional one. More than that. Because excitement will go. Feelings never last. Hallelujah. I remember Tom Cruise. I still watch the video some days ago. When he said he was in love with one woman like this. Is it Katie Holmes or something? I can't remember. And it was a national TV in America. In fact, that was like world TV or Oprah show. And he was jumping. That's a full grown man. He was jumping on the couch. That he's in love. Full grown man. He was jumping on couch, on chair, on national TV. It was on Oprah show. Was jumping that he's in love. He's in love. Even Oprah was saying, you are gone. You are in love. He's in love. I knew like I knew. In fact, for me, the more stupid you are when you're in love, it shows that you're not even in love. You don't know what you're getting into. If you know what you're getting into, you can't be that excited. Because it's a lifelong commitment of serving another human being, even when you're not in the mood. You can't be jumping. If you know what real love is. So. Most people are overexcited. They don't know what they're getting into. They think it's about them. They think love is going to be sweet all through. It's difficult. You're going to have to live with some annoying habits. You're going to have to tolerate somebody when you're in the mood and when you're not in the mood. His mouth might be smelling. Her mouth might smell. He might have body odor. She might have body odor. They might be lazy. They might snore. They might be dirty. These are parts of love people don't see. But you jump on car, I'm in love. What do you know? Real love can't be that exciting. Real love is a commitment, man. It's not something you'll be jumping about. Have you seen anybody join the army and he's jumping? When he's going to Zambesa Forest? It's a very thoughtful thing. Because it's a serious business. He was jumping on the couch. I don't think the marriage made more than 5 years or so. And they were divorced. Excitement doesn't mean hold anything. Real love is not an excitement. If it's little putting, if it's love, it must be crazy. I'll say this in closing. Because some people think if it's love, it will always be exciting. I will lose my senses. It must be uncontrollable. I won't just have sense. I'll give him all my property. You know, if it's love, I'll lose my senses. That, I and my wife, we loved each other and we still love each other, but we were not that, like, we didn't have sense with the others. No, it was a very thoughtful and serious relationship. What we are getting into. I kept asking her, you want to follow me? I don't have money, I don't have anything. Foxes have hole, birds of the air have nest, the son of man have nowhere to lay his head. Serious business. So don't let anybody deceive you that you must lose your senses. Like I said, let me end with this statement. No matter how this your love relationship starts, no matter how it starts, it will only last by commitment. Do you understand this? No matter how it starts, whether it started with excitement or it started slowly without excitement or it started thoughtfully, the only way it will still last, because the excitement will go, guys. I can tell you that. It will not always be there. Feelings are fickle. They are never always there. Reality will set in at some point. Familiarity will set in. Reality will set in of the real facts. Praise God. No matter how it starts, maybe you like the person's height, you like their shape, you like their color, you like all those other things. At the end of the day, it will only last by commitment. Praise God. Have you been blessed tonight? All right.